The Jews said, couldn't this one who could even bring sight to the blind man have kept his friend Lazarus from dying? Why did Lazarus have to die? Mary said, if you'd been here, he would not have had to die. But he had to die. He had to die in order that Jesus could show the power that God had given him. We all have to die. Sooner or later, we all have to leave this world. Sooner or later, we all have to give up these bodies. Sooner or later, we all have to go, and none of us wants to. Someone said to me today, we fight against it tooth and nail. Yes, we do. Yes, we should. This life that we live on this world is a gift from God, and we hold on to it like it's precious, because it is. Even though we know that we have a promise of a better place, we know that we have a promise of a better place to be, and a place where there will be no pain, and a place where there will be no trouble, and a place where there will be eternal peace. Still, we hate to let go of that gift of life that we have been given on this world. Because even though we know what we have been promised, we haven't seen it yet. Sometimes we're like that, even in this world. We're offered something, and it sounds good, but you know, you're afraid to let go of what you've got in hand to try something new. It's hard to get transferred to a new place and have to start over. It's hard to have to give up what you know you have here and go somewhere else, even though there's promises of more money, promises of more responsibility, better opportunities for advancement. Still, it's scary. For our veterans who go to serve, for Jonathan who goes into the Fish and Wildlife Service, for each of us who is asked to start a new life, a new job, a new thing, a new relationship, we look forward to the new, but we're afraid to let go of the old. There's always that hesitance to give up those things we have, no matter how much better it may seem to be. All things must pass away. Each of us must die in order to be reborn into a new world. Each of us must suffer. If we didn't get old, if we didn't become infirm, if we didn't get sick, if we didn't hurt, if we didn't suffer, who would want to leave this world for a promise of a better place when we're never sure? We don't know. We're afraid. It's human to be afraid. It's human to want to hold on to what we have. It's human to want to keep things the way they are. Especially when we're comfortable and happy. Perhaps that's why God gives us suffering in this world, because if we did not suffer in this world, we wouldn't want to let go of it. Ever. And if we don't let go and move on, who will take our place? Where will there be room for another generation? If we don't give up our jobs at some point down the road and retire, who's going to be the new generation of firefighters, of policemen, of carpenters, of whatever? We have to make room in the world. We have to make room for change. Back in Jesus' day, the rulers were not elected. They ruled for life. The way to change government was to kill the king. I think we've come a little way since then. We've learned that we can elect new leaders, not have to kill the old ones to get room for new. I don't know, sometimes we'd like to kill the old ones before they time for new, but we keep trying. We keep trying to elect better ones, and sometimes we elect worse ones. We have a system that is in place that tries to maintain a good system of government despite the excesses of the individuals that we elect. We struggle. Somebody came along and offered us something better. We would be justifiably concerned that we might not want to change the system that we have, even though it has problems, for something that might be better, yeah, but might not. And it seems that when you do find something that's better for somebody, it's worse for someone else. Hard to make it better for everybody. Jesus was moved by Mary's tears. Jesus was moved by the tears of the friends that came with her. Jesus was concerned at the loss of his friend. Jesus prayed to God, and God gave him the power to return Lazarus from the grave, from death. 4 days. There was a stench. And yet Jesus had the power to bring Lazarus back to life. We've seen miracles in our lives. The miracle of new birth, the miracle of healing, the joys that God brings to us. We've seen troubles too. Problems. Things sometimes have to die in order for something new to be born. It's just the way it is. We have to die in order to be reborn. God asks us to die to sin, to die to self, to die to selfishness, to give up our concerns and accept His concerns, to give up our worries and our troubles and live the life that He has for us. Amen. It's not easy. It's not fun. It may be better. But when it's time for us to give up that old life, it's tough to walk away from what we know. And so we celebrate that Last Supper to remind us, every first Sunday, to remind ourselves that Jesus died for us. And He asked us to die for Him. He asked us to die to those selfish concerns that keep us from being His people. He asks us to die to those petty concerns that keep us from doing His will and His work. He asks us to die from this old life so that we can be born again into a new one. And so I ask you to share with me this service of communion, always reminded that it is in search of a new life that we come to His table. It is in search of His world that we come to share our lives. It is in search of making the world a better place. And the only way that I know of to make the world a better place is for us, each and every one, to try and be a little bit better person. Because when you make yourself a better person, you make the world a better place. Amen. I'd like to make a lot of other people better. But really all I have control over is myself. If I make myself a better person, then not only does the world get to be a better place, but I find myself better able to bear the pain and suffering of those around me, because I'm reminded of someone who bore the burden of my pain, my suffering, upon the cross. Amen.